Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9. I'm here with Kirupa in Building 17. This is like your natural habitat.
Yeah, this is where you can see me, you know, usually between the hours of 9 to 5.
My goodness. Well, I thought we would spend some time because I met you a couple of, I think it was a month or so, and you are an expert in starting up these Apache Cordova products projects. I thought maybe you could show us how to do one from scratch.
Yeah, absolutely. So right now I have, we just did 2015. So first of all, Apache Cordova. It's all about building apps for iOS, Android, and Windows. And the thing about the Apache Cordova app that's really cool is that you can use web technologies, HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. So if you know how to write applications for the web, you can pretty much create applications for these devices.
So one of the concerns that I've heard is that it's not going to be as fast as native. Is that a concern, or is there a class of applications where it just simply doesn't matter?
I think it was a concern a few years ago, but I think over the years, both from a performance point of view in the devices, the browsers are much faster now on the various platforms, and as well as like a lot of the frameworks you're using, a lot of the best practices have evolved to allow you to build apps that are quite performant when compared to what your native counterparts will be. I mean, there are certain kind of apps that you still want to probably build a native UI over, but for majority of things you'll be building, I think Cordova will serve you just fine.
So if you're doing just a regular CRUD app, I mean, Cordova is going to be fine.
Oh, absolutely. It might even be overkill for that. Like, you know, that's how good Cordova is.
I see. Well, that's fantastic. So just to for people to understand, because I didn't understand this at first, essentially Apache Cordova is an app that's running in the browser or using a browser view. How does that work?
It's using a web view, essentially, inside a native application. For Windows, the native application itself is the an app you see in HTML. But for iOS and Android, there's a web view control that hosts the web content inside a native application, essentially.
I see. So in essence, what you're doing is you're building the guts of what's going to be injected into a web view at the end. And then Apache Cordova sort of wraps that into an IPA or whatever.
Correct. Okay. Correct. And the nice thing about that is because it's, you know, wrapped by a native application, you can actually access native device capabilities. You know, one of the things you can't do in the browser web applications is access hardware capabilities that are often blocked due to technical security limitations, but within a native application context, so you have all the stuff available. And in Cordova, you can actually just write a few lines of JavaScript, add what we call plugins, which enable access to device APIs.
I see.
Then be able to do all the cool stuff you normally would be able to do without having to fiddle with the underlying native code.
So these are like hooks that Apache Cordova puts out that you can access via JavaScript?
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Well, now we've talked a lot. Let's see how we do this.
All right. So, you know, Visual Studio, you know, when you install 2015, you have the option of selecting Apache Cordova as one of the third-party tools that we support. And so when you go to File, New Project, under JavaScript, you'll see Apache Cordova Apps category. And right now I have two templates. One is blank, one is the Ionic. And, you know, we'll get to the Ionic one right now, actually. Let's go ahead and hit OK, default project name, and I'm going to hit Start.
So before we go there, what is the difference between the blank one and the Ionic one?
So the blank template is essentially you get the bare minimum amount of things needed to build your application. Like, there's nothing fancy going on, no UI, none of that. With the Ionic template, you know, Ionic is a, they create both services as well as a really nice framework that gives you the ability to have the a look and feel of a native application with very minimal effort.
Got it.
The Ionic template, when you start off with, you know, contains just enough code to give you some tab views, give you some look and feel that kind of makes it look like a native application.
Got it. So are you able to run it just as a blank new application?
Oh, absolutely. Like, just creating it and then hitting F5 will just cause it to work.
All right.
So right now, when you create the project, one of the things I want to highlight first of all is that, you know, historically, the project structures we created in Visual Studio were often pretty heavyweight. They had their own particular format for maintaining the files and folders and maintaining state. What we've done with Cordova, because one of the things we really want to do is ensure that we're interoperable with third-party tools. You know, you're using Visual Studio right now, but you might be using Ionic CLI or even the Cordova CLI or even another third-party tool that, you know, someone else is using on the same project. And we want to make sure that all those changes are actually persisted and can actually be, you know, worked on, you know, across all these various tools.
Cool.
You make a change, I can see it, I make a change, you can see it, and you don't have to be using Visual Studio. So for example, if I were to go ahead and create a new folder here, let me just call this one hi_Seth. Notice that I create a folder, and you'll see the hi_Seth folder created right here.
Hey, usually you'd have to like fix the csproj file
correct.
Or whatever.
Correct, especially I made the change in Windows Explorer, not even in Visual Studio itself. So that's one of the things that, you know, I want to call out first, is that our folder structure is literally you know, a way of mimicking what's actually on disk. So nothing fancy going on there, nothing crazy. And so what I'm going to do is, like, you know, you can open up the files. You know, right now it's just straight up HTML, CSS, and JavaScript, so you can see the code editor come up. Let me double click it. You saw me double clicking, right, Seth?
Yeah, I see.
All right, it's just taking its time. And you can see it's straight, just normal HTML. And that's one of the nice things about Cordova is that even though you're building what looks like a native application, what you're writing is the normal HTML, normal CSS, normal JavaScript that you've probably always used. And the advantage of that is Visual Studio is a great code editor. It has a lot of functionality for allowing you to not just write code, but also use IntelliSense, do some auto-completing. You can do like a lot of collapsing of various sections. A lot of these niceties that you would have expected in Visual Studio exist as with very little extra effort for Cordova applications.
With no effort, I mean, it's just there.
Exactly. You know, you can do all the debugging stuff. You know, all the stuff like works just fine. So that's one of the big things is like our project system support and our code editing support. But realistically, though, you know, the thing that really sets us apart is our ability to test for multiple platforms. You know, we have one IDE, in this case Visual Studio, lets you test for Android, iOS, and various flavors of Windows. And within that, you have both the physical devices you can attach to. You can have an emulator, or you can even use an in-browser simulator. And the cooler thing is really building for iOS. You know, everyone's seen building for Windows and Android because that's very easy. Building for iOS requires, you know, for various technical reasons and some legal reasons, you need to have a remote Mac machine set up that actually acts as a build server. So in this case, you know, I have a parallel setup going on my MacBook Pro. So what I want to go is, I guess, showing the terminal very quickly. I have something called a remote build server that is running, and we actually have that on NPM, and our documentation talks extensively about it. But I've already installed it and configured it, and right now it's just listening for builds. And what I'm going to do is, I have this build server set up, and we just created an app in Visual Studio. Let's go ahead and run it, and let's run it in an iOS simulator itself.
So this is just a blank Ionic.
Blank Ionic, no modifications done, none whatsoever. I'm going to go to Tools Options. First of all, I just want to make sure that I've configured it correctly. So I have the IP address for my build server set up properly, and all this stuff is the default. I'm not running in a secure mode. And this is important because if you don't do this, Visual Studio has no idea of communicating with the remote Mac build server. In this case, it is set up. I'm going to hit OK. And let's go ahead and select iOS. And all right, Seth, which simulator do you want? We have everything from iPad to the iPhone 6 Plus.
Well, we iPhone 6S Plus, where's that?
We have our best minds working on it right now. Other side of the glass, they're working furiously on it. All right, let's do 6 Plus, the closest thing we have to, you know, the latest or the biggest one we have. So let's go ahead and hit play. So when I hit play, several things are happening, one of which is we're building the package, and we're sending this package over to the remote build server. You can see like a lot of stuff moving up and down, just take my word for it. What this really means is that there's a build server listening for builds. It found a build, and it's now creating the IPA package, and it's using some of the build components from Xcode to basically make all this stuff work, right? Reinventing the wheel here.
Yeah.
All right, so it's loading, and now you can see the iPhone 6 Plus.
Wow, my phone isn't that big.
Yeah, I mean, I think the resolution of, you know, of this particular screen is, you know, it's pretty high, but not quite as high. So you can see the app running.
I see.
Okay, there's no way to minimize it beyond that, but yeah, you can basically see the app in various sites. You know, this is kind of ludicrous, but you can see that the entire app runs in a simulator, and I can navigate between the various tabs and see what's going on. You know, just to be.
This is the default template. And the thing I like about that default template is I had never seen it before, is that it actually looks like an app.
Exactly.
It has all of the elements of an app that you would need to know.
Yeah, let me just show it on the iPhone 6 so you don't have to do a lot of scrolling and imagining what things look like. And this will take a few seconds, of course, as well. But, you know, I just changed the drop down, new build is coming up. And in a few seconds, you'll see the iPhone 6 simulator, which is much smaller physically and from a screen size point of view as well. So you can see more of the application with very little extra effort. So here's the app, simulator's running. And you can now see the application running right now. So you can see some UI. Then the cool thing is that the tab view, very little extra was done in order to make this work. And you can see a lot of the content. But the cool thing is also, like, look at some of the UI, for example. Like, this is essentially what you have on the iOS for like the controls, and it, you know, all this rendered entirely in HTML,
and it's indistinguishable, really.
Exactly, you know, the guys at Ionic did a great job on helping make it easy to create UI like this without having to, you know, understand exactly what the timing function is for this or the hit area. Like, they've done all this stuff for you, so you just basically focus on creating the cool content and let the framework take care of creating the application, the look and feel that people expect.
All right, well, that's really easy.
Absolutely.
Well, cool. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us, bud.
Oh, anytime, Seth. Anytime.
This is really short, but it's a really good way to get started building Apache Cordova apps with Ionic.
Absolutely. And other videos we have on Channel 9 go into more detail on debugging, doing all the more complicated things that you'd want to do as well.
All right, dude. Well, thanks for spending some time with us.
Oh, anytime.
Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.